Hello. Is everybody having a great day so far? Yes? Yeah. Yes? Yeah. Much better. Thank you. Raise your hand if you are a .NET or C# developer. I know there are more of you. There will be more of you by the end of this session. We all know that real programmers use C#, right? Yes, that's what I thought. This is going to get me in trouble later. So Giorgio showed you how to build amazing applications using JavaScript and HTML and the cross-platform skills that you already have. What I want to show you today is how to build amazing applications for mobile devices and PCs and everything you can think of using your existing C# and .NET skills. What we're going to cover is a little bit of an introduction to Xamarin for those who aren't familiar with it. And then I want to show you three main things: how to share application logic, how to share the user interface, and then something that's really new and exciting, which is how to embed the XAML user interface into some of the existing native work that you've done in Xamarin. And then finally, just as a treat, I thought I would cover a few of the things that are new from Microsoft Build 2017. So let's start off with why you would build Xamarin applications. You can write your C# applications and run on over 2.6 billion devices. You can build a single application, or you can use those same skills and build UWP applications that run on Windows devices, build applications that run on Android, build applications that run on iOS, build applications that run on the Mac, and more. So you can use, again, C# and Visual Studio from your PC and be able to build apps that target all of these applications. To me, that is a really winning approach to application development. One thing that's very important to understand about Xamarin is that all of the different approaches that you use for targeting Android and targeting iOS are all fully native. These are not wrappers that are wrapping around existing APIs. You are actually using the native platform APIs from C# without any additional wrapper. If you're familiar with pinvoke in .NET from, again, for example, from C#, and how you can call Win32 APIs using pinvoke, this is the same idea. These bindings are very similar to pinvoke on the platform. And what's really important about that is that there is no time lag, no time difference between when features are introduced in the platform and when you can start using them in your Xamarin applications. You don't have to wait for somebody else to write a wrapper for you, and you don't have to worry about having any overhead with that. There are a bunch of existing bindings available. We're going to show some today, specifically using Android and some of the Java bindings that are there from C#. There are also Objective-C bindings for iOS. We're going to have a CocoaPod importer that enables you to directly import that and use those bindings from Xamarin. And then there are also some additional things that are coming. The platform is continuing to evolve. Xamarin is continuing to support new bindings and more exciting approaches to development. So let's talk a little bit about how to share your application logic. One of the approaches, where if you're working in Xamarin, is to have separate UI layers. So you can have a C# UI for iOS, you can have one for Android, you can have one for UWP, but share all of that C# logic underneath it. So even though your UI is fully native on each platform, they're all sharing that same back-end logic. So if you're calling into an Azure service, or if you're doing some file system manipulation, or you have business logic, or anything else that you need to share across those, they can all be in a portable library, and you don't have to rewrite that application logic for each platform. And it's all in C#, which you all know. Okay. And that logic, you can also do things like get direct access, again, to the native APIs on the platforms, either through the C# code that we were looking at here today, or, again, you can do conditional compilation and things like that, again, in your logic. So let's take a quick look at how you can do this. There we go. Okay. So what I have here is a very simple task application. This is an application that you, it's running in the Android emulator on Windows, right? This could very easily run in iOS as well. We're going to do it in the emulator here just to keep things simple. And it's a task application. You may have seen these before where you enter in different things that you want to accomplish during the day. So I can tap on here to add a task, and I can say the task name is, visit space Beijing. There we go. And I can save that. And what this is using behind the scenes is a SQL database that is shared across all the different implementations of this application. So let's take a quick look at how we did that. If I go back into Visual Studio, you see I have a solution here that has three different projects in it. We have Tasky Android, which is our Android application, our Android head. We have Tasky iOS, which is our iOS application. And then we have the portable library, which has any of the shared logic between those. If I drill into Tasky Android and go in here, I go down into resources, I look at layout, and I have, for example, homescreen.axml and taskdetails.axml. Those are 100% native UI built for Android. And if I look at the code that backs that up, so this is that AXML file, you see that this is the home screen view here that inherits from the native Android activity class. All right? You may be familiar, if you've developed with Android, you may be familiar with activity because that's what's used in their Java applications. This is the same activity. We're inheriting from it here from C Sharp, and so we're using it directly. Again, we don't have to worry about wrappers or anything. It is a native binding. And you see it has all the code that we would have in here to be able to build out that activity. And then if you're familiar with doing application development on iOS, they're using, in this case, a dialog view controller. This is home screen. So again, same application logic underneath. Android has the activity. iOS has the dialog view controller. And so those are completely native implementations of the UI on each platform. That layer is not shared, but all the stuff that we're doing here in the database access part, in the shared database and the shared project, that is all being shared across everything. So the SQLite connection, all the database manipulation, saving tasks, loading tasks, completely shared across all of those. Okay? Let's take another look here at some other approaches. So that was shared application logic. To me, I think that's really great because being able to share just that application logic takes care of a lot of the stuff that you would normally have to do when building an application. A lot of the expense of coding an application sits in that layer, so you get a lot of reuse by sharing that across the different projects. But that's not enough, right? Sometimes it's also nice to be able to have the same look and feel for your application across the different platforms and to be able to share that without having to re-implement it each time. The way that we do that is using Xamarin Forms. Xamarin Forms is a platform that we're investing in that has all the capabilities that you would need to be able to use the different controls across the different platforms and share that same markup. It is a version of XAML. How many people in here have used XAML in the past? XAML and WPF or UWP, something, okay. If you are familiar with that XAML, you're gonna be very familiar with the XAML that you can use in Xamarin Forms. As we showed this morning, there are some differences between the specific objects that you use, but by and large, it should be very comfortable for XAML developers. So let's take a quick look at that. Okay, so back over to Visual Studio. I'm going to pull up the second instance here. Now this project is the file uploader. And if I go over to my emulator here, I can go in and I can pull up the file uploader. And you see the file uploader here is going to upload some images to Azure. So let's see if this works. If I click upload image, takes a couple of seconds. And then if it comes back down, here we go. Or it takes a couple of seconds and doesn't actually work. That's one of the funny things with the network here, right? But the idea behind this is it'll upload an image to Azure and then also allow you to download an image from Azure. So really simple application, but it's the same UI and the same application head across all of the different platforms. And so this is the XAML that we're using here. And if you look, it's inside. If you remember the last project, we had different projects for each of the heads. There was an Android project, an iOS project, and then shared code. In this case, we have shared UI and logic across all of those, and then the fileuploader.droid and fileuploader.ios simply instantiate the UI and initialize Xamarin Forms to display everything that we're going to display here. So this is the XAML. You see, this is a content page, and if you went back and looked at this application, image upload and download, it is this page that we're looking at right here. It has an upload button, et cetera. Again, if you're familiar with XAML, this should be pretty simple. All right? And then we have another class, which is all of our shared logic. So in this case, again, not just sharing just the logic, but sharing the logic and the user interface. And that gives us a lot of power to be able to quickly develop applications that target all of the different platforms. Let's go back real quick here. There we go. This is, as I mentioned, this is a platform that we're investing heavily in. We bought Xamarin a year ago, and they joined Microsoft. We have been incorporating them into the different tooling and also having them work directly with folks in Windows and the people who are defining XAML and the people who are working on Visual Studio. At the same time, we're ensuring that we still support new platforms for Xamarin and make it the best way to build cross-platform applications using your C# skills. So new platforms that we've announced, macOS, being able to target those using your Xamarin C# skills. Also being able to use Xamarin to build WPF applications. Again, really great way to use Xamarin Forms across desktop all the way to mobile. There's also support for Linux. And if you're interested in building for some of the watches and other mobile devices and set-tops and other things that are using Tizen, that is something that's coming here as well. And that was implemented by a third party. We've also done a lot of work to make sure that Xamarin performs really well. You know, we've heard feedback in the past that the memory consumption could be lower and that the performance could be faster. So Xamarin Forms, we've done a ton of work there to try to make sure that this performs very well across every platform that Xamarin targets. And then finally, we've added support for themes on Android, which we know was a really big deal and something that customers have been asking us for quite some time. The final thing I wanted to talk about in these three buckets here is embedded XAML UI. So raise your hand if you have built an Android application. Anybody built an Android application? Not too many. How many of you have built an iOS application? There you go. Raise your hand if you've never built anything in your life. No, okay. Everybody's built something. Good. Okay. There's always a little delay between the translation and hand, so I have to wait a second. I should ask some trick questions right afterwards, so when the translation comes through, I think you're raising your hand for something else. Okay. If you have built any of these other applications for platforms like Android or iOS, you have a body of existing code that you've already invested in. You've already built this. You're not going to just go and throw it away and start from scratch when a brand new approach to UI development comes out. So the idea of being able to embed XAML, embed Xamarin Forms into that native UI is very appealing because it gives you a migration path to get from the way your application is today to the way you want your application to be tomorrow with the same UI shared across all of the different supported targets. And it's not just about having a small piece in there. You can replace entire forms, or you can add new functionality using the new approach. So you can mix and match them however which way you want. Also, there may be some cases where there's a very new platform-specific control, which the way that you work with it for some reason works better with the native controls on the platform as opposed to Xamarin. So this, as opposed to Xamarin Forms. So this provides you a way to incorporate that functionality into your application. Now, if you've ever tried to do this before, it's super difficult because you have to write custom renderers and do a lot of work that, frankly, none of us really wants to do. So this is a good way to save some time and some effort there. So let me show you a little bit about how this works. I have another application here. Let me pull it up. And this is our weather application. Let me pull up the project as well. Okay. This weather application uses an open weather service that allows me to check the weather anywhere around the world. So I can type in a city name here. I do it on screen and say Beijing. Okay. And if I hit get weather, it will. There we go. Phew. All right, the weather did come back. So it called that back-end service to pull the weather forward. Now, this UI that you're looking at right here, this is existing native UI. This is right here, if you look. It is a regular fragment, which is what is used in Android development, and it has all the Android AXML markup in here. And so everything you saw right there was 100% native UI. Now, I want to add in a way to view history of all the searching that I've done in the past, right? I want to be able to take a look at, all the different, say, weather for all the places on the build tour. I think that could be useful since I'm traveling to a lot of those places. So if I go over here to your places, I want to be able to see these. You see history here of searching for Beijing several times. This UI that I got here is all Xamarin Forms. So if I go back, this is all native UI, AXML. In the same application, a different page here, you saw it loaded up just like that. That is a Xamarin Forms UI. And the way that that works, if I pull this up here, I have the main fragment, which you saw, and then I have a history page XAML. Looks very familiar. This is Xamarin Forms XAML. And this has all the stuff that is showing up on that history page. Okay? We also have the code that runs as a code behind for it, and that is, again, very familiar if you're a XAML developer. The way that that gets loaded in is when you pull up, when you go to create that, what's called create that fragment, of pull up that second page, we call the create fragment method on that history page, and that takes your Xamarin Forms UI that you had, that new UI, and it creates a native Android fragment from that and then loads it into the application. And in this way, you can mix and match native and Xamarin Forms, cross-device UI as much as you want in your application. So again, if you have an existing application using native Xamarin for any device and you want to start moving it to have a more cross-platform UI, or you want to use some of the new functionality in Xamarin Forms, we now have that capability available to you to be able to use in your Xamarin applications. Let's go back to the slides here for a second. Okay. So that Forms embedding was one of the new announcements that we made at Build 2017, but we had a lot more to say. This morning, Giorgio talked about what we're doing for XAML Standard. If you look on the left, we have Xamarin Forms XAML, and on the right, we have kind of WPF and UWP and other XAML. And you see they're a little different. We have label instead of text block, button is the same, but maybe we have a stack layout instead of stack panel. And that makes it nearly impossible to share that UI across your applications because, the markup itself is different. So again, we are working on this with the community, and we encourage everybody to contribute, to check out this URL, to read the specification for the upcoming XAML standard, and to help us build this so that we can help you build great applications. Right? And this is a super important thing. It is the convergence of everything that we've done in the XAML space. The other thing that Giorgio talked about this morning that is personally something I find extremely exciting is the Xamarin Live Player. I thought that was a really cool demo that he did where he showed you're able to run the application and also do edit and continue to change the user interface for that application while it was running and have the updates directly on that iOS device. Now, to be very clear, if you want to deploy the application to the App Store for Apple and do some of the more advanced stuff, you do still need a Mac to be able to do those functions. But if you are a member of a team or you're somebody who is working on an application that's going to target iOS, or you're working on an application for Android and don't want to install all the other SDKs and everything that's required for Android development, this is the right technology for you to be able to deploy to those devices, test on those devices, and get your application complete on your PC. We also announced at Build Visual Studio for Mac general availability. And so the Visual Studio for Mac is not just Xamarin as it was on the Mac with a couple features. The Xamarin team and the Visual Studio teams, again, combined their efforts to make sure that if you want to build applications on the Mac, we have a really great way for you to do that, and that is Visual Studio. This is primarily targeted around building ASP.NET applications, which I think a lot of people here are doing, as well as working with Azure services and using the web tools as well. Another thing that is very exciting to me here is being able to, in the past we had a lot of different applications for managing the overall life cycle of mobile application deployment. So Hockey App is very popular for distributing, for crash analysis, for analytics. We had Xamarin Test Cloud to be able to go and test all against all different types of devices up in the cloud. Insights for analytics, mobile engagement, a bunch of different services. The challenge with all of these different services is one, they're awesome, so we don't want to lose that functionality, but two, they each have their different sets of credentials, they each require you to have a different understanding of how they work, and they weren't really integrated together. So what we're working on is Visual Studio Mobile Center. And Visual Studio Mobile Center combines all of these features and all of this functionality into a single place that you can go and have a single set of credentials and be able to use all of these applications together in a way that makes sense. We're investing a lot on Visual Studio Mobile Center. We've added additional testing capabilities for iOS and Android. We've also added support for a lot of new source control. We started off by having GitHub support. We also now have, Git support. We also have support for Bitbucket and Visual Studio. And of course, one of the new announcements for this is we now also support building UWP applications here. So your single set of tools, Visual Studio Mobile Center here, can help you manage applications across every device and every platform. So whether you're building on UWP, for Windows, or you're building with Xamarin, or for iOS or Android, you can use the same set of tools and the same technology to manage all of that. So with that, I should wrap up a couple minutes early here. I want to make sure that you all have access to this URL. This is aka.ms/buildtour. This has everything that you need to be able to, follow-up from all the different sessions that we've had so far today and that we will have later today. If you are a Xamarin or C# developer, check out the stuff there. There are all the links that you'll need to get the right bits, the right version of Visual Studio, the right things to install to get started. Thank you.